Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, we're saving jobs, we're saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We're going to call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads, which many of us do, and you're not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We have some answers, some solutions, and we try to entertain and spawn, inform and inspire along the way. Glad to see you again this morning on we're broadcasting live from downtown Silver Spring right into the Radio One studio. Right outside the nation's capital, I have in the studio with me my talented and gifted and bright and brilliant host, Wina.
What's up, Robert? Hey, DMV and everybody out in Facebook Live land. How y'all doing this Friday?
I'm trying to find some more adjectives because you say something you can't put in words. And that's how spectacular you just happen to be, Wina. And as I always say, you have yourself a fan base out here across the spectrum, not just here in the D.C. area, but down in the Carolinas as well.
Oh, that's good to hear.
So people do look forward to your coming on the show, and I'm proud and honored to have you among the talented Marketing Pulpit hosts. I'd like to welcome everybody also tuning in on Facebook Live. Glad you could join us this morning. And everybody who's tuning in on TuneIn. And also don't forget to go to WLDCnews.live, WLDCnews.com/listen live. You can listen on your cell phone devices and your computers, laptops, and all that good stuff. So we have all types of ways to get this information into your ear hole, as the Funkadelic used to say. Don't hear that term much nowadays, do you? So you never heard it.
Oh, don't date me.
That's how young you are.
I can't either confirm or deny.
I'm going to give you what you're here for. But I promise to be good to your ear hole. I'm going way back. Put your hand together. Oh, you can tell why I'm not a singer, right? The word is out. But anyway, welcome everybody. If you want to join our conversation today, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have a lot going on today, Wayne.
Do we?
This show is so packed, I feel like I need two shows today.
Oh, well, come on with it.
Or at least a show and a half. We're going to talk about, of course, we're going to honor and observe Dr. Martin Luther King. His holiday is recognized on Monday.
Yes, the 20th, right?
Yeah, January 20th, yep. Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, Dr. King, of course, he was born on January 15th. His birthday is, his actual birth date is January 15th. He was born in 1929. Dr. King was a young dude when he got killed.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of folks forget. They think about Dr. King. They think about they see him as like this old, elder statesman. This guy hadn't even gotten to 40 yet.
Right, but he was such a visionary in the way he carried himself. When you look back on him during those times, it makes you think that he was much older than his age.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he is well known across the globe. He received the Nobel Peace Prize. He led the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott. And he has his litany of accomplishments is well beyond his years. Now, of course, Dr. King has been, you would think he's not controversial, but he has been a controversial figure. Hmm. What many people don't realize that during his, back in 1967, 1968, during the final years of his life, he was not welcomed in most black churches.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that terrible?
Hmm.
And so people, you know, they had the thing about, you know, Malcolm and Martin.
That's right.
Some people thought he was too passive. Others thought that he was too radical. And so I'm telling you, being a leader, a black leader, is not for the weak of heart, or any type of leader for that matter.
Amen.
Now, what I do have a problem with, though, Wendell, let me just keep it real here for a minute.
And what's that?
Now, some people have questioned Dr. King's effectiveness as a leader and as a contributor to the upward mobility of African Americans. And many have opined, with their 2020 vision of hindsight,
mm-hmm.
and from the comfort of their armchairs, that Dr. King was not worthy of some of the praise that he had received.
Mm.
I mean, many people, like, they go into, what if I was around back then?
Right.
I would have done this, or I would have done that.
Right.
I wouldn't have put up with this kind of stuff if I was around back then. But let me tell you something. Dr. King was fearless. This guy lived with a death threat on his head most of his adult life.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to think about for a minute. If you got just one death threat, we're not talking about every day.
Right.
One death threat would send most people scurrying to the hills.
Oh, absolutely.
They would go out of public life altogether. And then you have the people that say, look, if I was around, I would have done this or done that. Well, let me tell you something. You don't have to go back to 1963.
Mm, preach.
To the 16th Street church bombing. You don't have to go back to the Edmund Pettus Bridge in 1965 on Bloody Sunday. You don't even have to go back to 1968 for Dr. Martin Luther King when he was assassinated. You don't have to go anywhere. All you have to do is look where you are right now.
And be the change that you want to see, right?
Turn on your Facebook page. Turn on Twitter. Turn on CNN, and you will see enough right now to keep you busy for the next 20 years.
True that. True that.
So don't give me that you go back in the history and say, well, if I was there. I hear folks saying, if I was in slavery, I would have been. They wouldn't have slayed. They wouldn't have whipped me. That is so easy to say in hindsight. But I'm saying, let right now. This is your moment.
Mm.
We have a lawless person in the White House. We have a spineless Congress who is not upholding their oath of office. You have enough right now to do. So you don't have to think back to 1963, 1965, 1955. We're talking about 2020.
Mm. But to see the vision, you know, I actually reviewed his March on Washington, I Have a Dream speech recently, and it just reinforced for me how difficult it is to be a visionary when in your daily life, the thing that you are envisioning, and for him, it was racial equality, and also better relationships between the races, is just the exact opposite of what is happening, right?
Yes.
So in the midst of the bus bombings and the lynchings and the jailing and, you know, just the basic prohibition of rights, for him to say that he knew that we were going to get there as a race.
Right.
I mean, it was just a far off dream that people couldn't really imagine. And he wouldn't see it in his lifetime the way we're experiencing it or our kids were experiencing it. But to be that type of visionary, it takes a lot of fortitude and it takes a lot of patience and perseverance. And people just don't understand that.
Yes, you are so right. You're so right, Lena. So I would say, Dr. King, I'm not saying I would have been 100% in lockstep with everything you said or did.
Right.
But one thing I would never question is your commitment and your fearlessness.
That's right.
And that's what we need more of today in our leaders, in our everyday people walking down the streets, and the people who are doing the second guessing. I said, listen, there's room for all of us. It's a big tent.
Come on now.
There's room for all. Somebody told me I'm sounding like my daddy over here. They saying I'm sounding like Pastor Gatewood. I do have to get on the pulpit every now and then. Don't get me started this morning. And speaking of dreams, later in the show, Wayne, I'm going to talk about dreams, individual dreams. Because in reality, Wayne, there's two types of dreams. And we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to ask you as a business owner, as a leader, as an employer, as a entrepreneur, as a employee, as a parent, are you asleep or are you aspiring?
Mm, I love it.
We're going to talk about that coming up later in the show. What are you going to talk about, Wayna?
Well, today I'm talking about dreams and goals because you and I like to align our themes sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's this hashtag on IG or Instagram that's super popular. It's relationship goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got relationship goals. You know, they see relationships in celebrity land and on social media that they want to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always trying to achieve this type of ideal relationship.
Right.
But I want to talk about when relationship goals go wrong. specifically two relationship goals that we get wrong every time because every time. We expect that it's going to take a lot less time than we think to achieve them.
Mm, like so many goals.
Right. My,
you know, my favorite line is when it's easier said than done. Like sometimes I'm meeting with my clients when we'll sit there and come up with these goals. We have this, I mean, have like 10 items on the list.
That's it.
You can read that thing off in about 5 seconds. Some of those one little lines can take 2 or 3 years to accomplish.
I don't know how you are in my head, but that's exactly what we're talking about today. Can't wait now.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that, Wiener. Looking forward to that. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the studio, Wiener. She's a therapist. And tell folks again what you do, Wiener.
Yeah, I'm a relationship expert, a licensed therapist. Specifically, I write as well and speak in public about wholeness and wellness and well-being in life and relationships here in the D.C. metropolitan area. Have a private practice, voted best private practice in the city for 2019. And I'm just happy to be here sharing the good news about how we can get those relationship goals realistically on track.
And we are glad to have you. If we get around to it today, we're going to also talk about some areas where we can help you with your how social media can help you with your sales goals. And just about everybody now is using social media. Most people are not using it effectively. And I'm not saying I have all of the answers, but we do this on a daily basis.
Yes,
and
we do.
We've gotten results, and we're glad to share that with you here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Now, also, we want to do some, if you're wondering why we have on these I'm going to say striking colors. this month has been noted for the high number of Founders Days celebrations in the month of January. Now we're going to bring. Why don't you, Wiener, if you want to just tell folks what Founders Day, break that down to folks in layman's terms.
Right, because you said Founders Day like everybody understands that. But when you say the Divine Nine, you're talking about Black Greek organizations, otherwise known as sororities and fraternities.
Right.
And we know that mainstream culture has its own fraternities and sororities. But many, many moons ago, Blacks also wanted to develop their own sororities and fraternities to Amen. Empower the community, to develop sisterhood and brotherhood, and to focus very heavily on education and service. So I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Oop! Shout out to my chapter, Alpha Nu, at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
And I am Phi Beta Sigma,
yes.
of the Sigma chapter at Livingstone College.
Uh-oh. Right. And so our Founders Day was January 13th of 1913. And we're just here today celebrating these illustrious and amazingly dynamic organizations that have really been influential in our community and just in the world worldwide.
And that's right. Some people have a misconception of fraternities and sororities. They think it's all about partying and getting together. But actually, it's a community service.
Yeah.
Most people join for community services. Now, when you're a young person in college, that might not be your most pressing goal for joining.
Right.
I mean, personally, I saw the Sigma do the I was at a step dance competition, and I said, man, those guys can step. I'm joining
yeah.
them.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to be guilty that the community service was not the predominant driving force, but it did play a role. We're going to come back and finish up that discussion on the Divine Nine and how. And if you want to call and join the conversation, if you are a sorority or a fraternity, have something to add to the conversation, and tell us why you join Marketing Pulpit. We're going to be right back after the break.
News Talk 1450 WOL invites you to the Pop-Up Comedy Festival, presented by Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul, Saturday, February 22nd at Constitution Hall, featuring George Wallace.
I got off the airplane today, a man said to me, my wife don't got one until I saw you. I said, well, don't tell her.
Rodney Perry.
You ever had to rewipe? You boo-boo, but you gotta go, man, I gotta do this again.
Mike Brooks.
A lot of guys ain't gonna tell you they wanna have sex. They gonna invite you over the house and ask you one question and let you know you want. All y'all heard that one question before. You want a massage?
And Michael Collier.
I know the topic is romance, and I am a romance guy. Second. Can you just turn to the person next to you? Turn to the person and touch the person next to you. And say, don't touch me. Don't touch me. You don't want me like that.
Pop-Up Comedy Festival, presented by Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, folks, come over here doing my Phi Beta Sigma step. P-H-I-B-E-T-A. And now, one other thing that I want to say about sororities and fraternities is that it does provide for many young people. They're going off to college, and they have left, some of them have gone all the way across the country. And it serves a very important part of it fulfills that sense of belonging. Because many, they don't have family, they haven't really been able to connect with the right clique or this, that, the other. And then they see a group that aligns with their purpose.
Right.
Whether it's the Zeta, the Delta, the AKA, the Q, the Kappa, the Alpha, the Iota, the Sigma Gamma Rose. So quickly, I'm just going to run down the groups that are celebrating Founders Day in this month. Of course, Alpha Phi Alpha, not Alpha Phi Alpha, Alpha Kappa Alpha, AKAs. They just celebrated their Founders Day on the 15th.
That's right.
And that was, they're 111 years old. The Kappa Alpha Psi, red and white, is it crimson and cream? What color is that?
Crimson and cream?
Okay.
I know something about that.
Kappa Alpha Psi, they celebrated on January 5th. They're 109 years old this month. Delta Sigma Theta.
Ooh, whoop, whoop, whoop. See now? You've been waiting to do it.
all morning long.
Itching to do it.
Of course, they founded Ohio University January 13th. They're founded today. 106 years old. Phi Beta Sigma. P-H-I-B-E. That's my group. Founded at Howard University in 1914. 106 years old this month. And, of course, Zeta Phi Beta, those are our sisters, founded on January 16th, which was yesterday, and they have become centennial on this particular week. So shout out to the Sigmas, Zetas, Deltas, and Kappas, and all of the other groups. For instance, Alpha Phi Alpha, they celebrated their Founders Day in December. The Omega Psi Phis celebrated in November.
Shout out to the bros.
That's right. The Q Dogs.
That's right.
And then, of course, the Sigma Gamma Rho celebrated theirs in November, and Iota Phi Theta in September. So I just want to recognize all of the Divine Nine. And also thank you guys for your contribution to the society. Many of the leaders in our country are part of Greek organizations. I know Dr. Martin Luther King, he was an Alpha Phi Alpha.
Correct.
Elijah Cummings, he just passed away. He was a Sigma. John Lewis, I have to go down my list, but I know people like Blair Underwood and, matter of fact, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, he's a Sigma now. So we had a whole list of people who are doing things, and they don't do it for the frivolity reasons that people think, going out getting drunk and having parties. It's for servant. Because Dr. King, he was all about service. As a matter of fact, one of his famous quotes is, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?
Absolutely. Servitude is all that. It's everything.
That's exactly it. So hats off to all the Sigmas and all the other fraternities and sororities who are celebrating their Founders Day this week. And, of course, we have one right here next to me.
That's right.
They are.
You have a pyramid in the building. DSD representing for the Reds.
All right, folks. All right, folks, got a lot going on today. Quickly going to talk about a couple of quick things that are happening in the news. I would like to keep you abreast of what's going on. Facebook owns, God, man, you have to dig deep on who owns what.
That's
Facebook
true.
Owns
That's
true. WhatsApp. They own Instagram. They also own WhatsApp. If Facebook sees something that's about to give them some competition, they're going to go out and buy it.
That's true.
It's like, man, I ain't got time to be fooling around with y'all. I'm just going to give you write you a check like they did for WhatsApp. They only like $22 billion and some change. Oh, I have this. And to think I had social proof already figured out before Zuckerberg was born, but we didn't have the internet back then. I've been talking social proof since Really, since I've been in marketing, but it was given octane and new relevance with the advent of social media. And so many of the ideas that I've used in the past, like the Uber, we were doing home delivery of food back in 1987 at Telegrocery over in Crystal City. We had a big warehouse, 15,000 square foot warehouse. I also had a company called Food Connection, and we were delivering food from all the major restaurants in the Prince George's County area.
Robert, you've got to be a millionaire by now.
Well, I'm a millionaire in spirit.
Oh, now.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I've probably made a few million, probably lost more. We're not going to look at my bank statement. But
right.
I will say this. Life has been good to me. Mm. I have done some things. I've helped people. And what has been most rewarding for me, even though I've made money, I made a lot of it, it has not been the driving force for me.
Yeah.
I look at life KPIs. I look at, when we talk about KPIs, we talk about key performance indicators.
Okay.
And that's another one of those terms that have, I mean, the concept has been around forever, but it has been given new meaning and new relevance in the advent of social media and digital marketing. But KPI, I look at it also, when we look at our lives, we can't just look at one measurement to determine whether or not we're successful.
That's true.
When we're doing social media marketing, for instance, we have to look at a variety of performance indicators like likes and shares and tweets and retweets and comments and things like that. We call those KPIs. And ultimately, we're trying to do is be successful, get sales, and have a successful business. Well, I look at life the same way.
Hmm.
I think your income is one KPI.
True.
But also your service and commitment to others, helping others. How many other people have you helped along the way?
I see. Absolutely.
So, of course, yeah, I made some money, but that's not how I want to be remembered.
Oh.
I want to be remembered by the other people I have helped along the way.
Oh, and then just slide your profits on to me, and I can certainly make sure that it's a lovely engraving on your tombstone about all of the charitable work that you did. Can we lock that up after the show?
Well, I will say this too, and it's not to toot my horn, but this next month in February, I'm going to be inducted into the United Negro College Fund.
Really?
And Livingstone College Leaders Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing.
So as a matter of fact, I'm not going to be here on February probably that Friday afterwards, so we have to talk about that.
Oh, cool.
But I will be down receiving this award.
That's amazing.
So, and what I've told people who, when we talked about the award, I've always told them, so look, the reason I find that award more satisfying than anything else, it doesn't measure how much money I've made or how many businesses I've started.
Sure.
It measures your service. You are a servant leader.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the main criteria for the award. And of course, being a good leader having a successful business and a successful radio show doesn't hurt, because that's what draws the attention. But it's the service that matters. So folks, in this season of the Divine Nine and the Founders Day and Dr. King, I want you to ask yourself, what are you doing? Come on, folks. We can all do something. Dr. King said everybody can serve. You don't have to have a master's degree, a doctor's degree.
No, not at all.
Don't have to have a fancy car, a big office. You can serve wherever you are. You can be poor as Tom's turkey, and you can still serve. As a matter of fact, when people come to me whining and moaning about how life has dealt them a bad hand, I always turn it back on them. But what have you done? What have you done that did not include money?
Mm.
They're counting their money. They're not taking that total KPI in consideration. I say, look, you are more successful than you realize, or you can be, if you just not focus only on money. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you one more of Dr. King's quotes to kind of encapsulate what I'm saying. He says capitalism is always in danger of inspiring men to be more concerned about making a living than making a life.
Mm.
We are prone to judge success by the index of our salaries and the size of our automobiles rather than the quality of our service and relationship to humanity.
See, you just hit it right on the head. MLK was a relationship expert, and people don't understand that.
Love the segue.
He was talking about relationships all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
So he was, you can contextualize just about any of Dr. King's quotes, because he was so immersed in life, not just one segment of it. Most people, they hear Dr. King, they think about the dream. They see him as this asleep behind the wheel and lumbering through life. And the only thing that he had to contribute was a dream. But that's why I'm going to talk about later on the two different meanings of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that dream is not about just about being asleep, it's about being aspiring. We're going to talk about that coming up. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments about Dr. King or the Founders Day, the Divine Nine, or any of the topics we're talking about, if you just want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'm in the studio with Winner today. We're dedicating this show to Dr. King and the observance of his legacy. We're also sharing this stage today with the Founders Day of the Greek organizations who have Founders Day this month, five to be in fact, and to all of the Greeks out here who are doing great things in our community. And because I think there is a good linkage between the Founders Day and Dr. King's Day, one, because he was a Greek himself, he was an Alpha Phi Alpha, and also he was all about service.
That's right.
And that's what these organizations are about. So I'd like to hat off to Dr. King, his family, his legacy, and of course to all of the brothers and sisters, Sorors and frats in the fraternities. And you don't have to be a formal fraternity to do service.
That's
you can
true.
Be a sir of what is it, me find me. Just as good, just as good.
Now listen, there's another covert but absolutely hilarious term, GDI. Do you know what GDI stands for?
After the break, folks, just a walking for a bit. We'll be right back after the break. GDI.
Give me.
Talk 1450 WOL invites you to the Pop-Up Comedy Festival, presented by Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul, Saturday, February 22nd at Constitution Hall, featuring George Wallace.
I got off the airplane today, a man said to me, my wife gonna die when I tell her I saw you. I said, well, don't tell her.
Rodney Perry.
You ever had to rewipe? You boo-boo, but you gotta go, man, I gotta do this again.
Mike Brooks.
A lot of guys ain't gonna tell you they wanna have sex. They gonna invite you over the house and ask you one question and let you know you want. All y'all heard that one question before. You want a massage?
And Michael Collier.
I know the topic is romance, and I am a romance guy. I love love. We're going to get to that. But first, I just want to say, oh, shit, for a second. Can you just turn to the person next to you? Turn to that person next to you. Touch the person next to you. And say, don't touch me. Don't touch me. You don't know me like that.
The Pop-Up Comedy Festival, presented by Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
WOL Washington, D.C. WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf.
And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right. Welcome back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're talking about Dr. King, we're talking about the Divine Nine. We just got a full show today. We have a caller on the phone. Leon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man. Thank you, man. What an honor to have a brother to call me on this Founders Day month.
I was calling. I'll tell you why I called, though.
What are you calling for, bro?
I heard you telling Wheeler you were coming to town,
mm-hmm.
but I did not hear... Hey, Wiener, by the way.
What's
I did not
up?
Hear you tell Wiener that you were coming to the Lion King Jr.
Oh. The Lion King.
That's jacked up, man.
Tell it.
Man. Leon, well, quick, again, quick. Tell us what this Lion King thing. Leon trying to get me to come to this Lion King. Tell us quickly, Leon.
Yeah, see what happened was we wrote a proposal to the with Anson Middle School. Mm-hmm. We wrote a proposal to Disney to do the Lion King Jr., and they granted us rights to do the play.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So now we have developed a major production full of talented kids that nobody ever knew about.
Aww.
Well, nobody ever knew they were talented anyway.
That's
all
amazing.
Talented. So to have the big brother from the marketing pulpit to show up at this play.
Leon been
opening night.
I tell you, man, it would be major. It would be major.
Leon been stalking me about this, coming to this line.
Oh, look at that.
Do I need to go with Wiener?
Yeah, you got to support the babies.
All right. Well, you heard it from Wiener, Leon. Wiener's pushing me down there. So I mean, I'm going to be down there. I mean, why not, right? Well,
let's get to the. Do we have a commitment on that before I move forward?
Dang, darn it. Let's put it this way. I'm closer now than I ever have been. So.
Oh, man.
Kind of lukewarm at it. All right, man. I'm in.
You're in.
That gun.
All right. Blaine. All right. Give us a hand clap or something.
All right.
Thank you very much. But right. I now have one more thing to run by you.
Yes, sir.
If you remember. When I came to Livingstone College,
yes,
I really had no choice of which fraternity to join because my big brother Robert. And the cool thing though was the Sigmas were the baddest jokers on the block.
Yeah.
I got to say that. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody at this point, but they were the baddest jokers on the block. Even when I joined, we had 11.
That's right.
We were the 11 electrifying electrons of royal supremacy.
Uh-oh.
And by the time I became the president of the chapter, I think we had gotten like 20-something brothers by the time we
yeah,
at our peak. We were really, we ruled the campus at Livingstone.
Was
Livingstone was the bomb.
I know what that feels like.
It felt good. Only thing I did, Robert, I'm trying to motivate and instigate, get other people to call in and try to top that. That's what I'm trying to do, man.
All right.
Anyway, but I did want to say that. Thank you guys for a beautiful show. I enjoy watching you. I try to watch you every Friday.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, brother. All right, man. Love you, brother.
Love
you,
man.
Tell everybody down there hello in Carolina.
Will do, brother. Y'all be good.
All right, folks.
All right.
Wayne, well, you done committed me to the Lion King.
I hope it's a little red carpet down there.
Leon, you know, he's been trying to get that commitment out of me for about a month or two now. But anyway, Wayne, let's get to this segment of yours. We're talking about goals, and you said that it's. I'm putting my little term in there. It's
as
easier
always.
Said than done. You saying it's people think it's easy, but it's not that easy. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's a very simplified way to think about what we're talking about today. But today I want to talk about relationship goals and how they go wrong.
Mm.
Specifically, two goals that will definitely take longer to accomplish or achieve than you usually think.
Only two of them?
Yeah, because we don't have time for more.
Okay.
Right.
If they want more, they got to contact you, right?
Right.
All
so
right.
I'm Wiener Cullins, relationship expert and licensed therapist in the D.C. metropolitan area. And I'm also a writer. You might have seen a lot of my writing in mainstream media platforms and magazines such as NBC Online, Huffington Post, Mind Body Green, Brides Magazine, you name it. I've written for them and I'm still writing for them. So, you know, when you're flipping through or scrolling online, you know, you might catch some of my writing.
And but that's why I'm proud to have this sister on this show every second Friday, third Friday. Thank you.
Well, so listen, if you don't follow me on social media, take a minute to follow me, particularly on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest.
Pinterest
ranked third of all social media platforms this week.
Third?
Yeah, people are asleep on Pinterest. But catch me on all of those social media platforms at Wiener Cullins, LCMFT. That's W-E-E-N-A. C-U-L-L-I-N-S L-C-M-F-T. And earlier this week, I posted a quote on Instagram that says, a goal you expected to accomplish in 3 months might realistically take 3 years.
Oh.
When that happens, don't adjust the goal, adjust your expectations.
Hmm. Things that make you go,
Right. But so you were talking about that a little bit earlier.
Right.
You know, you had mentioned the same thing, that we set these goals and we're thinking that it's only going to take a day, a week, a month, or a year.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, some of the goals that we're setting are going to take a lifetime, to be honest with you.
A lifetime. That's a long time.
Yeah, but let me just jump into the first relationship goal that we always get wrong. And because I'm a relationship expert, you should expect that I'm going here first.
You don't go
there. First goal that we always get wrong is how long it's going to take to become engaged or married. When we get into this, Robert, I just feel like we're so unprepared. As a society, we have drank the capitalism Kool-Aid about this sense of urgency to get engaged and get married.
But you're getting older. Isn't there like some kind of time limit or expiration date?
Well, yeah. So, you know, women are already competing with their biological clocks in terms of having children. Though with modern technology, you know, we're having children far, far longer and into our lifespan than we ever have before. But realistically, people are making this jump without taking inventory of the why they want to do it, the who they should do it with, and the when they're ready to do it. Does that make sense to you?
I can see now how it can stretch things out a little bit.
Oh, listen, I told you guys that I write for Mind Body Green. It's this amazing platform that has over almost a million subscribers and is devoted to overall health and wellness. And they have an amazing podcast as well.
Right.
Well, about a week ago, they published an article that I wrote about what to do next if you didn't get proposed to over the holidays of 2019. So this is for people who had been waiting all year because they felt like the relationship had been moving forward long enough that they should get a proposal before the end of the year. But when the clock stroked 12:01, indicating that we were in 2020 and no longer in 2019, they had to confront the fact that another year has passed and I'm not going to be engaged and moving toward planning that wedding and starting a family with somebody.
So they opened up that little box, and it was a gift certificate to Starbucks.
Well, for Christmas?
It wasn't a ring.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. It was a puppy collar engraved from Tiffany, and it wasn't a solitaire on a platinum band, right?
Right.
So, you know, in reality, setting these generic timelines has absolutely no substance to it. When you think about it, we talk about relationships and milestones that we should be hitting by the 1 year mark or the 2 year mark. And you really have to stop and ask yourself, where did I get that from? Why after 365 days has passed, do I believe that the relationship should be at some particular stage that would enable me to say, I'm going to commit my life to another person?
Now I'm curious. Yeah, what get us to that point? What's causing that?
I feel like we just bought into these standard generic timelines, and we do it for everything, not just relationships and marriage.
That's so true.
We do it for weight loss. You know, we do it for finding a new job.
Business development.
In 90 days, I'm going to have my company up and running, logo.
Lighting cigars with $100 bills.
Exactly. When you see me in 2021, I'm going to have a Bentley, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so I just want to let folks know that instead of checking off the calendar by days and months, we should be checking off the calendar by milestones as it relates to relationships.
Ooh, I like that.
And there are three milestones, just quickly, that you should probably be looking at with your partner in your relationship that will help you to know if you're getting closer to being engaged or married.
Preach, sister.
Number one, you need to experience each other through all four seasons of the year. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. And if you can wait for even more seasons to pass, it's important that you see your partner and experience what they are like in every single season of the year.
That's right. You met them. They had on hot pants. You need to see what they look like in that winter coat.
It was a hot summer.
And their hair not did. So
yeah. Right. You need to see what the winter looks like. Winter is coming, right?
It's coming every time.
Number two, you need to endure a major crisis or participate in a joint project and a big one with your partner. You don't see what a partner is really made of and what your collaboration and teamwork is made of until you actually work on something where your core values may bump heads with each other.
Where they're tested.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about, you know, buying a puppy. I'm talking about going through a loss. Job loss or a transition, you need to talk about what it would be like to move in together and buying a house. Most of the time, planning a wedding is the first time that two partners get to really see what the collaboration is going to look like between them. And at that point, it's too late because the engagement ring is on. And even though you feel like killing each other because you don't work together well, you use that momentum to keep the wedding moving forward, even though you get these signs and feelings that you probably shouldn't be marrying this person.
You know, a common test that I see in my business, I've been with clients, sometimes one person loses their job.
That's it.
That's a big test. If
it's
you can get through
huge
that.
Huge one. Do they sink into a space of depression? You know, do they go out and hustle? Are they willing to work at Costco or Starbucks until they can get back into a career? You need to know these things before you commit to the engagement and the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is you need to monitor each other's lifestyle, spending, and savings every single month for as many months as you can until you get married.
Mm-hmm.
You would be so surprised by how many financial problems pop up in marriages without partners having any indicator that they were coming because they were going out on dates and they were having a good time in the relationship. And then once they got married, they realized that their partner doesn't believe in saving at all. Or they realized that their partner has so much credit card debt and so much student loan debt and so much other debt, or they're loaning money to other family members and friends that they don't believe in those values, but now they're stuck with that partner.
Would you say that money and finances are a major contention between couples?
It is. Money, sex, and communication are the holy trifecta. That's what we call it clinically.
That's a big three.
Yeah. Communication, money, and sex, or physical contact. And it's very important that if you believe in sampling the goods beforehand, you just get as much knowledge as you can about your partner and realistic knowledge before you decide to say I do. Making sense so far?
It's making good sense.
All right. Well, you know, so the last one, the second goal that most people think is going to take a much shorter amount of time than it really does is the wholeness goal.
Wholeness goal.
I know you've heard people say that you should be whole before you get into a romantic relationship, right?
Yeah. But I never knew what it meant, but
you know what? You might have been the first person who has ever admitted that they don't know what it means to be whole.
I'm guessing. I have some ideas. But.
Well, the main point about the wholeness goal is that most of us haven't even begun to do the work that it takes to become whole when we're out here looking for romantic relationships. And when you think about it, you know, you have at least 18 years of experience with family, relationships that didn't work.
Right.
When you go into a relationship and you don't even know your triggers and your tender spots. So when people get into therapy, they think it's going to be a few short months with me, but they haven't even scratched the surface of understanding those things. And they end up being in therapy for years. And I just like to let people know that the process of change is not linear.
Well, Lena, I tell you what I want you to do. Hold that thought. We're going to finish up after the break. Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. Wynn is laying some nuggets on us. You thought it was going to take 3 weeks, and it's going to take three decades.
Keep it real.
Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by Unbound.org. 295 southbound, pretty slow from Benning Road to East Capitol Street, but nothing reported in the way. New York Avenue inbound is slow, leaving northeast from Florida Avenue past North Capitol Street. toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, but nothing reported in the way. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out, change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For today, sunny, cooler with highs in the upper 30s, clearer overnight and down to the mid-20s tomorrow. Snow or sleet in the morning, then rain or sleet in the afternoon with highs tomorrow in the low 40s. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP. Steve Hirschhorn for News Talk 1450 WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, we're over here working on our steps and our, what do you call it? Greek calls. Gedelta will be doing woo woo.
There's no woo on the beginning of oo oop.
Okay, see, what did it say for?
I'm not doing that.
There you go. See, I think you're gonna do it. You couldn't resist. this is the marketing pulpit. I'm here with Wena, and she's giving us some great information. The number is 1-800 if you have a question for our co-host, Wena, or myself. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Also, you can find Wena's information on the Marketing Pulpit homepage. You can find her right there on the homepage, as well as all of our guests. Wena, you were giving us some great information. These two things that people always seem to think is going to take not as long as
right.
they thought it was going to take. And
right.
Go ahead and finish up for us, because I was really getting into this.
You know, I just want to say that the best advice that I can give people when they are approaching any type of romantic relationship is to investigate the why you want to get into one,
mm-hmm.
the who you should get into one with.
Okay.
And when is the right time? Meaning, when are you ready to actually go full force into a romantic relationship and give it your best shot?
Why, who, and when?
That's right.
Oh, I like those. That's very important. W's. WWW. Okay. World Wide Web. No. Why, who, and when?
Yeah. So if you're looking to find out more about me and my practice, or you just want to read some of the articles that I'm writing for different platforms and on my own blog, definitely visit WenaCullins.com. That's WeenaCullins.com. Follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest at Wena Cullins, LCMFT. And if you're in the DC metropolitan area and you're looking for a therapist, definitely give my office a call, 301-592-7244.
All right, folks, call this sister. She has the knowledge. And she is just out there doing these great things, and Pinterest. You said Pinterest hot now.
Oh yeah, Pinterest is everything.
Why do people treat Pinterest like the stepchild?
I don't know if they are. You know, it's the go-to when you're looking to create something or you need some inspiration and vision. You create a board and you can share it with other people. It's a pretty cool app.
I have never had a client to ask me to advertise them on Pinterest in all the years. And I have like three or four different campaigns going on right now. The first thing is they say, look, I want to advertise on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm.
Give me the numbers. Or they'll do Google Ads or something like that. Or they do organic. But rarely do I hear Pinterest. But I'm going to give it a second
look. Take a spin.
I'm going to give it a hard look.
Take it for a spin, for sure. Take a look at it and see what you find.
All right. Thank you, Wena. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Wena Cullins. She's a therapist, and her information is also on the Marketing Pulpit website. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about all of our shows and our guests and our co-hosts. You can listen to past shows. We're also on Facebook. We're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter. You can listen to shows there, and you can also find out about upcoming shows, who the guests are going to be, and what the topics we're going to be talking about, and all of that good stuff. Also, go to Facebook and Instagram and like us and follow us. We'd like to have you following us, and we're trying to get our numbers up so we can reach more people and get this information out to more in more ear holes and in more eyeballs. Man, I'm getting all into the body parts here.
Ear holes and eyeballs. That's a mess.
It's not going to grow. But anyway, the number is 1-800-450-7876. Also, let's support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. They're doing great things right now. They have the three locations. If you have office needs, a place to hang your business hat. If you're trying to brand yourself in a very positive and profound way in 2020, then look no further than BLE Executive Suites. They have the location in National Harbor. They have one in Largo and one in College Park. And also, you can once you get into one, you can actually take advantage of all of the locations. So if you have a client coming out of Northern Virginia, you can meet them in National Harbor. Somebody coming from Baltimore or Greenbelt, you can meet them in College Park. And anybody right around the stadium over here where the football game take place, right here in Largo, Maryland, call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. And that's for a free walkthrough. They also mention Gatewood in the Marketing Pulpit, and they'll give you a free one-hour conference room at one of their locations. And we're talking about some really nice. Man, they got the big mahogany table, the windows. They got the AV, the big screen up there. You can plug it in. And
that National Harbor location. I know it's everything.
I was out there this past week. I met a client over there. And they walking in there, man. They looking all around like, man, this guy, they thought singing the Jefferson song. Moving on up. But folks, and it's amazing that it doesn't cost you a lot of money. It's really affordable. And that's what makes it so great. So call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com and mention Marketing Pulpit, and they'll give you a benny for you, a freebie. We're going to talk about quickly about dreams. We're talking about, we're honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, and we're also honoring the Divine Nine, the Founders Days for the Greek organization that's taking place in the month of January. And in general, we're just recognizing all of the fraternities and sororities and their contributions to making this society better. They're doing some great things out here. And if you're not sure, just go out there and Google and find out more about these organizations. And if you're a young person looking for a place to belong and looking at the way to make an impact in the comfort of an organization, then check out some of these Greek organizations, as well as some of our other organizations out here as far as civil rights organizations and spiritual organizations.
True, or like Eastern Star, Freemasons.
Yeah, they're doing great things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, of course, we can always do better if we're part of a group, because that strength, there's unity in that strength, and it's like it's more impactful when you put your resources together.
True.
We're talking about Dr. King and his dream. As I've said earlier, people sometimes they misconstrued what Dr. King was saying, even in his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, because dreams has two meanings. One meaning is a series of thoughts, images, or emotions occurring during sleep.
Okay.
That's the dream most people are familiar with. When somebody says, hey, go to sleep, they say, okay, close your eyes and get busy, right?
Right.
We went to sleep last night. But many of us also, last night, while many of us were doing what we think of the traditional sleep, some of us were also doing a different type of sleep.
Mm.
And that is called setting strongly desired goals and purposes.
Yes.
Aspirations.
Mm.
So that's a different kind of dream. So when we put this in the context of Dr. Martin Luther King's dream, I Have a Dream, I would like to think, and I'm not getting into his mind or his head, but I'm just saying, based on what I know about him, he was talking more about the former than the latter. More of the latter. Mm-hmm. About aspiring.
Right.
He had goals. He had a purpose. And that was what this dream was about. So now, I want to ask you today, which one are you doing in your life?
Mm.
Now, what I don't want you to do, though, feel like you have to substitute one for the other. They're not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
I still want you to go to bed at night. I'm sure the wellologist will tell you. You got to get that rest.
I'm done.
She's not telling you to zone out. But you got to get that rest. But you need to know the difference. And don't let one be at the expense of the other. But what you're not going to do is substitute dreaming for aspiring. Mm. If you look for no other difference, you do one with your eyes closed and the others with your eyes wide open.
Mm.
Not okay. Only seeing what's in front of you, but what's down the road. That's the kind of dreaming we need to do more of. I'm not saying we need to get less rest, but we as people, and particularly as business owners, we have to dream big. We have to aspire. We have to have a purpose.
Hmm.
Dr. King's dream is a good example of what happens when we focus on this second definition of dreaming.
Right.
I don't know anybody else in this building that has a holiday named after him.
Right.
But we have to look no further than Dr. King to see what can happen when we dream big. So let's look at business development for a minute. I don't want you to go in through this slumbering or snoring and sleeping. I want you to do some sowing and reaping. I want you to do that kind of dreaming. Sow and reap. When we look at our branding, no more of this dazing. What I want to see is amazing. Because ooh, okay, many of you have great ideas, but you got to get it out here. You're sleeping behind the wheel. You're sitting on a valuable asset, which is your company. People need to know more about you.
True.
You need to brand this company. No more dazing. Be amazing. And you salespeople out here.
Oof.
Sales can be, when you look at all of the ways to make money in this country, sales is right up there. It's either number one, number two, number three. They're salespeople. We have a guy that's sitting in the White House right now. If I look no further than an example of what can happen if you have a knack for sales. No more dozing, folks. We need more closing. So if we're going to take these dreaming, we call this A-B texting. A-B texting.
Testing.
Testing. I can't even worry about it. A-B testing. You put column over here, column over there. Which one are you going to be in? Let's get in the aspiring. Let's get into the purpose column. And look at these five areas as I wrap it up. When you're trying to decide which one of these columns you're going to be in, sleeping or aspiring, targeting your customers. Leave here today thinking about who is your customer. Give this some serious thought. Your advertising, your sales, your knowledge, and last but not least, we talk about Dr. King, your service. Folks, let's not sleep on this. Let's aspire. Let's go out here and do greater. I want to thank you, Wena, for joining me today.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you to everybody for tuning in today. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week at the same time. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.